It's a tough one, isn't it, Mitch, with Collingwood as a PR exercise when you give up so much to get Dane Beams and he hardly plays. You give up a lot to get Daniel Wells and he hardly plays. You know, Chris Mayne was on a deal. That one's probably worked out okay. But to sell that to the Collingwood fans after the Beams situation, do you think that plays a factor?
No, for sure. And that was what I was just about to get to. I'm with you on the exact same page there. I think the Beams payout will happen in the next couple of weeks, and that's got 2 years to pay out. So can they bring in a player like Jesse Hogan, who's had his battles, not only with his personal health, but his body cane? Because this is a guy whose foot injury has reoccurred twice now, and it's a big impost on a club to take on with his history. And then we know that he wanted to get back to WA from Melbourne. So what's the likelihood of him moving to the Eastern Seaboard, being happy and performing? That remains to be seen. So I'd be just holding off if I was the Pies to see maybe you could get him for absolutely nothing later on, depending on how much the Dockers want him out of this footy club. But I'm with you. I'd be looking at something a bit more sturdy at that club. And, you know, they've still got to lock away DeGoey, Brody Mychek as well. So there's a bit for the Pies to do before they start targeting other key forwards.